KEXP DJ Kevin Cole used to DJ for Prince's parties in Minneapolis. He got the news of Prince's death while on vacation in the Caribbean with other friends from Minneapolis. Kevin Cole told me about the show when he first realized Prince was a star.
It was March of 1981, and that was the show that was definitive for him and definitive for the club itself and myself, because I knew I was seeing something great and also was witnessing Prince connecting with an audience for the first time that was really embracing and accepting him for his musical vision. And you could tell, you could see it in the way he was looking at the crowd and the way he was feeling the energy and working that energy and building it. And you could tell for him it was a defining moment.
Was there a song or a moment in that 1981 show that resonates with you today?
Uptown, which was this place. Uptown is a place in Minneapolis, or a place at the time, where there was just a lot of energy and a lot of vitality, and he was using Uptown as sort of a state of mind for the world. And in that song, he has the line, white, black, Puerto Rican, everybody just a freaking Uptown. And that's what he was talking about, a world where everybody came together and could respect each other and be with each other. And to me, I really think that's what drove him musically and really part of what attracted him to First Avenue too.
So he went from being this Minneapolis guy to being belonging to the world. What was it like to watch that happen?
It was exceptional. It just made it even more special in a way, having seen that formative era. And for me personally, from the second I saw him, I was just blown away. And I think at that time became like the world's biggest Prince fan and collector. And it certainly came with, you know, an interesting side story to First Avenue, as, you know, First Avenue then became kind of a tourist attraction for folks that loved Prince and thought that First Avenue was like that every day of the week.
What was Prince like at a party, Kevin?
He was great. He was always super fun. It was always about the music for Prince. So when I would DJ one of his private parties, I'd usually get ready and I'd bring my records. But Prince would always come up to me and kind of, he was really funny, you know. He was so serious about music, but he was really funny. He'd kind of, you know, give me a little hip check and kind of bounce me like off to the side of my records, and he'd go through them. And he always pulled out his own records, any of his side projects, and he'd sort of giggle and then have kind of a funny, smirky look on his face, and he'd say, play these are great. And he would dance and party. You know, he's known for, in the last 15 years or so, is these incredible epic arena shows, and then also doing an after party and an after the after party party. And it was just because he loved music and he loved bringing people together and he loved having fun and he loved a party.
We knew him as this exotic purple creature on stage with this amazing persona. You spent time around him when he wasn't on stage. Was there ever a sense of him being a regular guy?
Not really. He was always seemingly just unbelievably exceptional. Even when he was low-key, he was so dedicated to what he was doing and so tuned into what he was doing that he just radiated this incredible energy. Even though offstage, you know, day-to-day, he was very quiet and unassuming, but he was magical, and you could see it and you felt it.
A great loss for all of us and a personal loss for you, and my condolences.